This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Policy of Truth. All right. Darren McGreen put out a piece with John Bowne that we're going to play here in a moment that deals with the COVID death cover-up fiasco. And it's an important report, and I'm not critiquing it when I say this. I'm just saying Cuomo and the rest of these people are just mid-level minions. The scumbag New Jersey governor, the rest of them are just scumbag minions. So is Biden. We need to be talking about Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the people up above that. That's who launched this attack. Colin Powell was a nobody to these people. He died in blowback. Obviously, he didn't get the memo to not take the deadly vaccine. He took the deadly vaccine and died. So here's the report. It's an important report. It's a good report, but it's only one level of it. Here it is.
As the seats of power shift in the governor's seats in New York and New Jersey.
I've got 7 years, 4 months, and one day, and I am gone. I am sending my daughters to school out of state with orders never to return. Okay. This state is too expensive, and you're making it worse.
I got the point.
The truth behind the bureaucratic mass deaths in nursing homes and veterans' hospitals bubbles to the surface.
Well, was it a Cuomo cover-up? That is a burning question today after a top Cuomo aide appears to admit that the governor's office intentionally delayed releasing COVID death numbers at nursing homes to state legislators because they were worried a federal investigation was underway.
An attorney representing victims' families says the numbers show the problem. At first, just 9,000 deaths linked to nursing homes and long-term care facilities were reported, when the state attorney general says the real number was 15,000.
This is just one big cover-up.
Cuomo's troubles escalated when his chief of staff admitted the state withheld nursing home fatality numbers from the legislature because Cuomo staff worried they'd be used against us by the Trump White House. The families presented Governor Hochul with a booklet filled with photos of many seniors who died. And they're demanding the creation of a victims' compensation fund for nursing home COVID victims and the families they left behind.
As New York totalitarian Governor Kathy Hochul took over the reins, she piled on another 12,000 unreported deaths to the New York COVID death toll. And now, after 19 long months, Hochul, the self-proclaimed COVID messiah.
He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us.
Is finally apologizing for Cuomo's mass death toll in nursing homes. A massacre Hochul oversaw as well when she was lieutenant governor. According to the New York Post, over the summer, a 242-page report by the New York State Bar Association quietly revealed that Cuomo's directive for New York nursing homes to admit COVID-19 patients increased the death toll among residents, and Cuomo's claims otherwise have been disproven. New York State Bar Association's Task Force on Nursing Homes and Long-Term Care also blasts Cuomo for not reversing the Department of Health's unreasonable mandate sooner than he did, saying it remained in effect weeks longer than necessary. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, a federal investigation is ramping up.
In New Jersey, the federal investigation appears to be only focused on Paramus and Menlo Park, not the other long-term care facilities where nearly 8,000 residents and dozens of staff members lost their lives.
If there's a federal investigation going on something, you can assume up front that we're not going to have any commentary.
It's estimated around 192 residents fatally contracted the coronavirus in the state's Menlo Park and Paramus veterans homes. Loved ones have said at one point the facilities did not have staff or patients wearing masks, and COVID-positive residents were allowed to roam the hallways.
You're not taking proper precautions. So they are just letting it spread rampantly throughout that building.
New Jersey Governor Murphy again offered apologies and praise for the troops as a deflection for his own responsibility in the deaths of those that gave their lives defending the United States. You know, the system is truly broken when, after killing the patriarchs, matriarchs, and heroes within American families with their psychotic bureaucracy, the best we can hope for is an apology. On behalf of John Bowne, this is Darren McBreen reporting.
All right, folks, we're going to come back with solutions. We'll be back in 60 seconds. At the time of cutting this announcement, it is the morning of Sunday, October 17th. And that means there is less than 48 hours left to take advantage of our emergency mega blowout sale that is tied directly to the supply chain breakdowns happening across the world by design for the Great Reset. As the central banks attempt to bankrupt the mainland economy, to consolidate it, then to move in with the quadrillions of fake currency they have to buy up what's left of the infrastructure that they don't already control. This is economic warfare. And so InfoWars is under attack like every other pro-American independent organization, and we need funding. And so, despite the fact we're running out of a lot of our best-selling products, I'm still offering them at huge sale prices because I need to move them out to get the capital in. So take advantage of this sale. It's only running until Monday night at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
My four-year-old daughter loves this song. She loves old TV themes. We were driving around yesterday. I took her to the local park in the morning. We were driving back. She said, I want to hear Hawaii Five-O. Dun-dun-dun-dun. And here we are listening to it right now together. Humans made that. A great orchestra made that beautiful music. We're incredible. We're made by God. Humans are good, not bad. We're not going to let a bunch of nasty globalists, the worst of our species, tell us we're trash and we've got to die so they can have the future. We're not going to accept a world ID, world cashless society where they admit they're going to use it to control every aspect of our lives. This isn't coming. This is here. I want to give the number out coming up next segment and take calls throughout the balance of the transmission, intersperse a ton of huge news and massive information. But I want to just take a deep breath and think about something here. We focus on the puppets of the New World Order. We focus on the Boris Johnsons and the Barack Obamas and the Hillary Clintons and the Joe Bidens and the Macrons and all the rest, and the Merkels. They're just minions. They're just front people for the globalists. They're basically actors. They're little trusted sycophantic bootlickers. But when we talk about leadership, people like Nigel Farage, people like Rand Paul, people like that, do you hear them attacking what's currently happening? And you actually do with Nigel Farage. He's, when it comes to big picture and actually covering every fact that it's a world corporate government takeover, that the vaccine passports are for a global carbon tax, I mean, he gets it. But when you talk about our leaders here in the United States, Rand Paul was on TV this weekend. Rand Paul warns against socialism. It always ends up in state-sponsored authoritarianism and violence, close quote. That's a great statement. It's totally true. Quote, it always ends up with state-sponsored authoritarianism and violence. And that's where we are. Violently coming after us with an experimental shot that they had actually tested, that they knew caused ADE and a bunch of other serious disorders and deaths. And now Colin Powell took the shot and died, and Hank Aaron and everybody else you can imagine. All these other people take it and almost die. All these children take it. Olympic athletes take it. NBA players take it and are out forever because myocarditis. They're assaulting us. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Should I go protest at Rand Paul's office to say, hey, you're a great guy. You're a major leader. Will you please point out this is a UN corporate takeover and that the Davos Group went to the UN over a year ago. They had a previous plan 5 years ago for a global vaccine passport QR code system They already had it ready under Disease X and other names. And then once you adopt that, and once the UN says this is the standardized system everybody should use, the corporations implement it, and then it controls everything we do and becomes the new cashless society and the new carbon trading system and tells us where we can go and what we can do and tells us when we're allowed outside our houses. That has officially been announced. And I showed you earlier the actual Davos Group video, and I showed you screenshots where it says on there, just like the pandemic, was the pandemic, it was the lockdown that they put in place using the pandemic as an excuse, cut global air travel and cut carbon emissions, we're going to cut it by carbon taxes via your vaccine passport. They say that. Now, again, I know we've said this 1,000 times or more on air, but now it's here. And I go and I search for someone pointing out that Davos Group rolls out UN-approved global ID. That's what this is. This is a global, UN-run, corporate-controlled, designed world ID that Xi Jinping a year and a half ago said, we need to adopt the UN QR code global standard vaccine passport. You pull that up. Xi Jinping calls for global QR code under UN standards. And here we are under Xi Jinping UN Fortune 500 announcement for a tracking system on your phone to go to a sporting event, a grocery store, to have a job, to go to a hospital, to get on a bus, a train, or an airplane, or buy a car, or have a bank account. And then they have the nerve to say in the piece, and this has zero tracking. That's like saying a great white shark is not a shark. This great white shark has nothing to do with a great white shark. King Kong has nothing to do with a gorilla. Donkey Kong has nothing to do with a gorilla or video games. The color blue has nothing to do with blue. And they lie on purpose just to get you used to being lied to. Like, oh, they're catching us in lies. All right, do the psychological warfare technique of just lying constantly until it's just a tissue of lies. That's called complete gaslighting. So we're here. And, you know, I meant to get to this Friday. I meant to get to it Saturday and Sunday. I did shows. The problem is I've already read this several times, and I'm already aware of their operations. And once I see it again, it's hard to read it on air. It gets me so angry. But you know what? We'll take phone calls starting at the bottom of the hour, and I'll take them to the bottom of the next hour. And then I'm going to read from the document NATO's plan to hack your brain. And, of course, what they're telling you now is like 30 years old. But the sixth dimension of warfare is mind war. You may have heard of it before on a certain show. It's called InfoWar. We use the truth to counter lies. We use logic and stability and God's law in a system that's totally transparent and is self-generating. They have a system of putting you into a total artificial reality of complete fraud, total immersion in a matrix-like system. Because it's the only way they can get you to go with them and accept them and be convinced is being born into this as a child. And this is a proto-matrix, the VR goggles and the smartphones and the screens and the 10 hours of screen time and the being plugged into it. And then finally, hey, there's a wire in your head. You got to pick up the new season of your favorite show by getting this chip in your head. This isn't 5 years out. This is a year out. This is already happening with the military. Yeah, they're already putting wires into CIA operatives' brains and the rest of it. It's been going on a while. They're also giving them, quote, vaccines that augment them, that actually go in and change brain chemistry, that aren't vaccines. They're genetic engineering. We're not in the year 2020. We're not in the year 2021. We're really in the year 3000. And I mean that hypothetically. Don't think of this as 2021. Think of the 30, 40, 50 years of advanced technology that's so advanced and no longer theoretical that even comparing it to what you've seen rolled out against you today, you wouldn't even be able to recognize it. But it's still hard to deploy against 7.5 billion people, especially if we figure out what's happening and smash all of it around us. It will then shut down. So it's growing its tentacles of electronic surveillance and control. It's shutting down all the human infrastructure of farming and ranching and machining and metallurgy and just human interaction so it can then absorb what's left of humanity, and that's its plan. And you don't hear any of this from Rand Paul. You don't hear any of this from any of them. You don't hear them talking about, hey, a global carbon tax has been announced and is being implemented by major airlines right now. They always use the airlines to implement it first. It's here. Wow. So this isn't just about, I get these shots you make me take and now I can travel and it's all over. No, no, no. Now it's a credit score and now we're going to tax you and now we're going to surveil you and have a database, but no one's watching you. It actually says that. There's no surveillance, no tracking. But we track everything you do. These are just bad, bad people, folks, committed to pure evil. And being given power over the earth because they aren't working for our side. So, wow, I've lived to see it. Mark of the Beast officially announced and rolling out, coming to a town near you very soon. In fact, it's already there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extremely epic times. Welcome back to the broadcast. The Alex Jones Show. If you just tuned in for the first time, wondering what you're listening to on some local radio station as you drive through the countryside or through the big city or through the hamlets that dot this great land, or if you're listening to this later on a podcast in the year 2025, I hope we're still even able to be on air next year, much less then. These are serious times. But facing the reality is the best shot we've got of mitigating how bad it's going to be dealing with this globalist attempt to bankrupt the planet, to bring humanity to its knees, to then carry out our orderly extermination, because the globalists believe they will inherit the earth. And all they're going to inherit is being cut off from God, like Colin Powell is now experiencing, in my humble opinion. I hope that's not the case, but I think it's a foregone conclusion. Now, I said I want to talk about solutions some, and I just did last segment, but I need to point out that's the solution, is not focusing on the Faucis or the Bill Gateses of the world. I mean, we need to expose them. We need to oppose them. We need to call for their imprisonment. We need to point out the crimes they've committed. We need to protest them. We need to not submit to them. We need to discredit them. They deserve it. It's the truth. But we should also point out that for all Trump's problems, and he certainly went along with the vaccine to get the economy going because he believed it was a vaccine, which it wasn't. And now he's against forced inoculation. And now he points out we don't need boosters and it's a scam by Pfizer, and that Pfizer shouldn't be running policy. So Trump's starting to come around, but Trump did pull us out of UNESCO. Trump did pull us out of the UN Human Rights Commission that was run by a bunch of dictators and Islamicists. And Trump did get us out of a bunch of the UN treaties, like the one on, quote, refugees and the rest of it, and recognized that it was the WHO that basically presided over, with Fauci and Gates and Daszak, the creation of COVID-19. So our champion is Rand Paul, who in five different hearings over the last year has shown that Fauci committed perjury, and shown that Fauci was involved in gain-of-function. But it was more than gain-of-function. He specifically made COVID-19. They specifically went to the Pentagon with his project and said in 2017, we want to be able to release this open air in China. And they said, you're going to infect humans. That's a war crime. Paul has had Fauci in front of him since that news came out. Where is it? I mean, you talk about political kill shot. That's it. I mean, Fauci did create it and did release it right on time to take over the world economy and to launch the mRNA revolution. We have video of him in 2019 saying, yes, I want to use a new virus to blow up the political system and to get rid of 10-year authorization for vaccines so we can bring mRNA in. And then Reuters fact-checked it and said it wasn't true and only fact-checked a one-minute clip out of the 40-minute report, which had all the proof in it. But you know, the CEO of Reuters is also on the board of, you guessed it, Pfizer. So there you go. And it pays Reuters as a sponsorship to product place that the vaccine is safe and effective. That's so damn illegal. Yeah, James C. Smith on the left is the CEO of Reuters in charge of informing people about the COVID-19 vaccines. On the right is a current member of the board of directors of Pfizer. So here's the good news. And I've used this parallel, this allegory, or this parable, it's a true story, a lot, because it's the best one to use for really what's going on. because this thing is seven parts real science and globalist tyranny, and they've got a plan to take over. But it's three parts bravado, chutzpah, megalomania, and spiritually being led by a dark force to destroy. But they act like they've got a system, and they're doing this to save the earth, but they're really doing it because they like to kill people. They like to play God. But if you go see the movie about the BP oil spill, it's based on the transcripts from the trial that are very, very accurate from the witnesses on the Deepwater Horizon. And it's got Kurt Russell and Mark Wahlberg in it. They both do an excellent job. It's an excellent film. It's very accurate. Because they had a lot of computer logs and witnesses, and it all came out in that huge, you know, multi-billion dollar trial. And the executives at BP back in England and the executives in Houston told the executives in New Orleans and then the bosses and the managers out on the drilling rig that it was one of the deepest drilling rigs they ever did at that time, whatever, 30-something thousand feet. And they said, listen, you're spending $25 million a day with lines of ships full of concrete, oil tankers full of concrete, to pump concrete down the hole you're drilling. And we don't think you need concrete to keep that hole. We think the water pressure will keep oil and gas down in there. And so we are suspending putting any more concrete down the hole. And the engineers all said, we have the mathematical equations. If you do that, it's basically a 99% chance that within a few days it'll fail and blow up and blow all the different gauges and controls out. And you're going to have the biggest oil spill, gas spill in history. We've already drilled through a bunch of oil and a bunch of gas. We're just trying to hit the mother load. And if you do that, it's going to be a chain reaction. And the transcripts, because they even sent text messages and emails, are like, we're a $57 billion company. We don't care about gravity. We don't care about mathematics. And so the engineers refused for about a week. And they fly out an executive. And I've seen the trial. The executive talks the same way as the actor does everything. He's like, he's got this coon-ass accent. We gonna do it. It sounds like the Virginia governor. We keep baby alive and get comfortable. And he's sitting there going, we gonna make $1 billion not having put concrete in a hole. And they did it, and it blew up. The engineers said, we're stepping back, we're not doing it. And the executive said, okay, do it. And you know, it didn't blow up for about, 10 hours or whatever it was? I forget. And they're like, well, we'll see if you're right. Okay. And then, of course, it blows up. And that's one level of this. Because the globalists and the executives got told to do this. And they actually figured it would fly. They didn't do the research. This stuff was going to kill a bunch of people. They didn't care. They were told by the bankers above them to do this. They'd been in corporate positions for decades following orders, so they just followed orders again. But up on the top, and it was war game in SPARS 2023-2025, war game by John Hopkins and Bill Gates, how they're even going to fry the executives and even have them resign, and they're going to put them in prison later. Oh, the virus and the money-making and all, that's just a small part of it. They intended you to learn it was going to kill you. And then you're going to quit your job and that collapses society. See, this has all been figured out. And I think, because British Petroleum, I'll explain this when we come back, is actually behind the whole globalist green carbon tax movement. I think they ordered them to do that knowing it would blow up. And then they could bring in this whole environmental revamping and takeover of the rest of the industries, which then did indeed happen through a UN agreement from that spill. And they only had to pay a few billion in damages. See how that works? Yeah. You think I'm stupid? They ordered that. They knew it was going to blow up. At the time of cutting this announcement, it is the morning of Sunday, October 17th. And that means there is less than 48 hours left to take advantage of our emergency mega blowout sale that is tied directly to the supply chain breakdowns happening across the world. by design for the Great Reset. As the central banks attempt to bankrupt the mainline economy, to consolidate it, then to move in with the quadrillions of fake currency they have to buy up what's left of the infrastructure that they don't already control. This is economic warfare. And so InfoWars is under attack like every other pro-American independent organization, and we need funding. And so, despite the fact we're running out of a lot of our best-selling products, I'm still offering them at huge sale prices because I need to move them out to get the capital in. So take advantage of this sale. It's only running until Monday night at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For Christians, for conservatives, for just people that are pro-human, don't want to be in this whole environmental world government takeover system, to come together and realize how much trouble we're in. I don't care if you're Glenn Beck. I don't care if you're Joe Rogan. Doesn't matter if you're Tucker Carlson. Doesn't matter if you're Dan Bongino or all those people. Who, a lot of them are hyper-competitive. Rogan isn't, Tucker isn't. They're confident enough, and I think Beck is getting to that point, of working with other people who are in opposition to the New World Order, because we're all being targeted by the globalist. This is a serious situation for everybody. This is very, very, very real now. What we as a culture and as a society are facing. This is a new type of warfare. This is the ruling, controlling families and financial interests of the earth deciding to cut off human resources and to then sterilize and finally exterminate 90% at least of the world population. Can you imagine what that's going to look like and how they're going to do that and how they're psychologically rolling it out like it's a good thing and telling you there's too many people and telling you, isn't it great? COVID-19 taught us to be locked down. So now you're going to be locked down permanently via a carbon passport, via your cell phone vaccine pass. A vaccine pass for something that's not a vaccine that poisons you and removes your immune system. Step one, tracking you and poisoning you. Step two, tying it to everywhere you go and what you do and everything you buy and sell with carbon taxes, and then just prohibiting out of the gates where you can go and what you can do, training you to accept that and saying, this new travel carbon tax enables you to travel by reducing your amount of travel. Those are quotes. By slitting your throat, it helps you live longer. When I throw you in this lake of lava, it makes you feel better. When I shoot you in the head, it makes your headache go away. Well, yeah, because you're dead. Oh, you slammed your finger in the door? Here, let me cut it off. I mean, this is just wild in your face because they've learned with the general public, about half the public's in a trance state. They shuffle around. They're not really awake. They're not really alive. And they can be programmed if something's just said calmly in an NPR voice, like soon things will be back to normal. Soon you'll have your vaccine pass, and then you'll have your carbon pass, so that there'll be less travel, so you can travel where you want to. And you'll just pay a tax, and it's for the earth. And, oh, it's so nice to stay asleep. So, again, this is the big issue. I could have a wildly entertaining show with leftists acting like idiots and all the brainwashing and all the craziness and, oh, next coming up, we're going to tell you about this. But I'm here asking you, what are you going to do about this? Who are you going to educate? Who are you going to wake up as they introduce this poison to us? And let me show you how the Davos Group works. It's got the Fortune 500 as members. They all organize under the private central banks. If you go and agree to do what the central banks want, then your corporation gets unlimited bank loans. And it basically doesn't matter where the money goes or what happens. As long as you're on board with their agenda and do what they want politically to promote the end of the family, attacks on heterosexual relationships, sterilization of children, Satanism, open borders, world government. If you do that, they'll just give you unlimited money that they make out of nothing because we accept it under the Bretton Woods Agreement. And now, again, they want to mop up what's left of the economy. I'm going to explain this. They have hundreds of times fake currency, what there is, real things in the world. But they've got to figure out a way to get you out of your house. They got to figure out a way to get you off your farm. They got to figure out a way to get you off the land, that's their main goal, into these giant high-rise buildings from China to Europe to the United States to Latin America they're building, forcing people. It used to go down to Yucatan, southern Mexico. Happy little farms, happy little families. They're all gone now, forced off their land into the compact cities to be exploited and then up north to be exploited here. And millions have died, been murdered, killed, sold into slavery, chopped up, you name it, on their way to the U.S. And you don't hear a damn thing about them. This is true exploitation on a mass scale. And this is the ruling class engaged in globalist class warfare against people's bottom line. Against people's right to live and have food and medicine and travel and go to the theater or go shopping or go to the church of their choice. I mean, this is genocide. This is mass extermination. This is the takeover. And you know what? I know the third world's overpopulated in some areas. I know there's horrible poverty and squalor. I know there's a lot of issues. But that doesn't give the globalists authorization to run all this and dumb everybody down and poison people and manipulate the atmosphere and create all this GMO and create animal-human hybrids. The people running this are 1,000 times worse than the worst slum ghetto in Brazil or India. They are the most selfish, horrible, evil people. They all hate each other. They hate their husbands, their wives, their children. They only have children because it's the closest thing to immortality for them, so they can pass on their hatred of humanity and hope that one of their progeny ends up being the one to be able to carry out the mass extermination. I mean, these are psycho, high IQ killers. And if you don't come to grips with that, we have no hope. So where is Congress talking about we have a world corporate government announcing world carbon taxes and tracker systems through the major corporations, totally illegal, absolute racketeering, absolute monopolies, absolute combines, absolute cartels, telling us they're capturing our governments, saying their job is to take over the nation states, bragging at Davos that they have captured America, bragging on Klaus Schwab's own webpage that he has enslaved the country, that he's, quote, captured the United States, bragging 5 years ago when Trump first got elected that Davos Group and Xi Jinping would be able to, quote, crush Trump and America through trade. And you're like, well, they don't even build as much as we do. They've got all the regulations. How are they going to crush us in trade? By releasing a virus. Fauci, right around that same time, said Trump will be challenged by a novel virus. There will be a new giant pandemic. And the crowd's all, ooh, because they know he launched HIV and the response to it that killed even more people. I mean, these folks know who they are. They know what they're doing. They know what their plan is. And remember, they always wanted to federalize health care to get full control over your life with the state and power of that. And now FEMA's come in and taken over most of the hospitals in the U.S. with the National Guard. And they're, the FEMA people are exempt from the shots. They fire all the regular folks that won't take the shots. Then FEMA comes in without the shots, but they federalize it. And the hospitals get billions of dollars in emergency funding that was meant for, quote, millions in the hospitals dying. 15 days to flatten the curve. But now you know what the money really was for. FEMA taking over the hospitals and setting that emergency precedent where now the hospitals will do whatever they're told for the real bio attack that's coming in the future that won't kill 0.1%, but it'll kill 5, 10, 15% of people. So you're just getting used to National Guard and troops and emergency centers and, oh, FEMA camps and relocation centers and shelter in place and the shielding process to put healthy people in camps to protect them. And it's being announced all over the world run by the UN. Corporate global world government to make you a slave, to make you dependent, and finally kill you. We're going to go to break. I want to hear from you on any of the subjects I've raised. First-time callers, I want to hear from you. Or if you ever got on hold and didn't get on air, that counts as a first-time caller. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Let me go right to your calls, next segment, and then I'm going to give you some Pentagon documents on mind control that are new, not stuff from the 70s everybody obsesses on, MKUltra. That's all nothing. That's a whitewash. Limited hangout. We're going to give you what's really going on, coming up, and so much more. Remember, Colin Powell just died from the COVID vaccine.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Broadcasting worldwide and talking about solutions. I see that Aaron has called in and says Bill Gates and the quote elite are meeting up in Britain right now. I didn't know that. And one big solution is when they have these different Davos groups or Bilderberg group meetings or other spinoffs, find out about them, watch what they're doing. You got to watch them carefully and then go protest at it when it really exposes them. Yeah, I remember exposing and covering Bilderberg Group. Jim Tucker first exposed it 40-something years ago. And for decades, they said it didn't exist. And then we finally got the footage and the proof, and they had to admit it. Think how far we've come just getting the public to admit there's globalist meeting in secret with our politicians to control them. And then please put that headline back on screen. There's the meeting with Boris Johnson and others with the corporate leaders. UK's Johnson invites Bill Gates, J.P. Morgan, Diamond, others to dinner. Yes, another little globalist meeting over there to decide what to do. This is all being run out of the criminals that control the UK. So we're going to Andrew, Tim, Lone Wolf, Sanders, Aaron, Connor, Controlled Demolition, and others here in a moment. But there are ongoing protests outside the British Prime Minister's residence shouting, arrest Bill Gates. This just happened. I didn't even know this happened. The caller mentions that Gates is over there. We look it up, and boom, there it is. We'll have that footage for you coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get it loaded into the system, and we'll play the audio for you. When we go to Aaron first here in just a moment. But I'm going to state the solution again. There is a corporate world government through the UN and through corporate agreements enforcing a worldwide ID to tax and control where you go and who you can visit. And then they admit, and if you don't do what they want politically, they will punish you and take away your right to travel, your right to banking, everything. It's official. And they've done this to General Flynn. They've done it to me. They've done it to Roger Stone. And I don't even get into all the stuff they've done. But, yeah, banned basically from everything. Airbnb, credit cards, bank accounts, whatever. It just made it stronger. We worked around it. But in the future, that's not going to be there. So the whole future is going to be what the globalists talk about in their prospectus, ghettos, country ghettos and city ghettos, where those that don't take the microchips, that's in the same Plandopoulos report put up by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation in 2011. And it says you will be forcibly put in ghettos. And if you leave the ghettos and don't take a microchip, you're going to be shot. They even describe how they're going to go into rural areas and force you to go into the cities if you don't want your five-year-old being taught how to give a blowjob, or if your five-year-old doesn't want to be put on hormone blockers or whatever. You don't want that. They're going to put you in a basically open-air concentration camp. So this is all being announced. And they go, oh, the world's too expensive. The capitalist system fell apart, so the UN had to take the world over. They're purposely breaking it. That's Cloward and Piven. So this is all official. How do I know it's coming? They write books. They write white papers. They have cartoons for children. And you watch it and go, this is a hellish dystopia. They're showing kids it's fun and happy. And they don't know any better. They're growing up in it. Just like children don't know what a landline is. Children don't know what a newspaper is. They don't even know how to garden because they've been domesticated for what's about to happen. This has all been very well planned. Women don't breastfeed. Women don't have children vaginally. Everything's becoming artificial. And the globalists admit that's their plan. So I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just we are now at the point where we're not in beta, we're in operational, and it's not big tech and the banks and the media are separate. They're all one group, linked up with those that run the military. Think the military is going to save you? The globalists run the Pentagon. The worst people ever run the top of the Pentagon. The globalists put their people in. And now they're culling the military with all these litmus tests of, oh, you're racist because you love America, or, oh, you're kicked out because you won't take a shot. That's designed to get the smart people out and collapse things further. Doesn't mean you go ahead and take the shot. They give you a Hobson's choice. But this has all been war-gamed. And where is the senators? Where are the House members? Where are the legislatures? Where are the governors? DeSantis is the best thing we got? He's a C-. The only one with a passing grade, in my opinion, of any governor who actually talks about some of the larger fraud in the globalist operations. Trump, for all his problems, talked about the UN, talked about the China virus, talked about Fauci. We need to see all of that and more, 10 times more than what Trump did. Should I go protest outside Mar-a-Lago? Because let me tell you how Trump works. If I go have some lapdog meeting with Trump, he'll just talk the whole time and pat me on the head. If I go bullhorn him for maybe 3 days straight, then he'll probably listen. That's what gets his attention. In fact, we should go protest at Trump's house and say, you're the best thing we had. Will you please speak out about the New World Order and the carbon tax and the world government? You helped get us into this. They lied to you about the vaccine. We understand you got set up. Now you're starting to expose it. Come all the way. But why won't Rand Paul and them go all the way and talk about this? Because, I mean, the UN does, the Davos group does, the big corporations say, we're bringing in the Great Reset, we're going to have carbon lockdowns every year. Sure, he talks about how we're going under authoritarianism, that's good, but what does that mean? Who's putting us under authoritarianism, Rand Paul? The UN, the Davos group. Let me show you again, Senator Paul. Here's screenshots from the World Economic Forum site and video. COVID pass plans to launch. Users will have their blood screened every time they travel. To preserve the environment, benefits of reduced air travel during the crisis, we have a carbon tax through the apps now being implemented by the Fortune 500 partners. Oh, but don't worry. It's going to track everything you do, but won't surveil you. You know, it's like saying a woman having in an orgy with 500 men isn't having sex. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So all the double thing, all the gaslighting, all the crap, all the lies. Did you guys get that video from them protesting outside Downing Street while Bill Gates is inside? Let's go ahead and roll that video of the police attacking people that dared peacefully stand on the sidewalk because you're not allowed to do that now because of COVID rules they can enforce anytime they want. Police attacking people for daring to say arrest Bill Gates. Here it is. We got more videos coming in of police arresting people. That's what I've read. We don't have those yet. But we're told that's Bill Gates trying to go in, and this is what happened. This is beautiful. Everywhere he goes, people need to be in his murdering face. People tell me, they say, Jones, you better watch out. You know, you've really pissed the globalist off. They don't want to make you a martyr, but you're really pushing it. Selling out 1%, selling out all the way. So I'm going to intensify what I'm doing, not because I have a death wish or not because I want to be set up and put in prison. I know they got a whole bunch of grand juries and FBI around the clock trying to find something to frame us and put me in jail. I mean, my God, you're killing unborn children. You're killing already born children. Pedophilia is being promoted on the national news. I cannot support this satanic system. So everybody thinks, oh, they'll get you if you stand up. They're going to get everybody if we don't stand up. The only course of survival is going 110% on against these people. You don't play sports and go 90%, that's how you get injured. You got to go 100% or you get hurt every time. But if I get hurt, that's the way it is, folks, because somebody's got to stand up to these people. They're already saying you're non-essential. They're already locking you up. They're already taking over the whole world. They're already engaged in all this tyranny. What are you going to do? I promise we're going to go to break and go right back with Aaron and all the other callers. In fact, we'll do it the whole next hour. And then I've got to spend some time on these big issues and these big stories I mentioned, but that's coming up separately. We will not be on air if you do not buy the products, plus their amazing products. Today is the last day of the big mega supply chain breakdown sale. X-Tube, Winter Sun, Ultra 12, 40 to 50% off, 40% off DNA Force. Those sales will end today. Because when I get off today, I'm going to go deal with what we've got left and what the new sale will be. And I can tell you it'll be Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that's not for sale yet, but is arriving. I'm told it just arrived here at InfoWars. So, again, this is the last day, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Down and out sleep aid, 50% off. 8 great natural compounds give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep. That's the missing link. The final piece, if you've got the right vitamins and minerals and things, to then have the deep, restful sleep, that takes the immune system to the next level. Get Down and Out. It's some of the strongest, best, healthiest sleep aid you're going to find out there. So check it out today, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone calls in T-minus 2 minutes. Please take action. Please tell people about the live show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.